says I've done that.
As a guide. So let's continue with that conversation.
I think the conversation generally has been based off lack of understanding, first of all, how the system operates.
Okay.
And secondly, basing it on assumptions that do not exist.
Okay.
I'll start with the interbank rate. I heard my friend Honorable Eric Opoku spend over 12 minutes going back and forth and trying to understand why the figures quoted by the chief executive does not correspond with an interbank rate or the interest rate used. The interest rate used is actually 11.5.
The exchange rate
is 11.5.
Okay.
And it is 11.5 which was provided by the Bank of Ghana. Bear in mind, it is not a one-off thing where the season is open today and all transactions are done today. And for that reason, you have to use the exchange rate for the day.
Mm.
So the exchange rate that was used was actually 11.5. And if you use 11.5, you get the actual figure that was quoted. So you do not have to bother yourself with all the mathematics and all the semantics that was done with it. And the truth is that if you read the president's speech, when the president was doing the announcement, he indeed said that the exchange rate used was 11.5.
Okay.
So it was surprising that they did not pay attention to the information that was out there, chose to set their own questions, and decided to proceed on that tangent.
Mm.
Whereas the information is available. All the newspapers that published the story actually made mention of the fact that the exchange rate used was 11.5.
Okay.
But it is important I set this up so that everybody who is listening, because yes, at this point in time, it turns into a political debate and people do not get the actual story or what really information is.
Okay.
Cocobot uses futures markets. We do forward sales. And the forward sales, there are three key reasons why we do forward sales. Mm-hmm. It actually started in 1992 when there was a transition from the Akuafo check where Cocobot would go for syndication and then give licensed buying company money to buy the cocoa. The first reason why Cocobot uses the forward sale as a means of selling cocoa, one is to get visibility and to be able to do a proper forecast going into the season. When Cocobot is starting the season, it gives a price that will be used for the purchase of cocoa the entire season.
Okay.
If you go to other countries, they will do the main crop season. The price will be different from the light crop season. In our case, it does not happen like that. What actually happened is that beginning of the season, we know how much money is coming in, and that is the basis of determining the price that is paid to the cocoa farmer. How do we know that? We know that because by the time you start the season, you have done about 80% of your crop already sold. So you know how much you are making going into the cocoa season and for which reason you are able to say that, okay, then it is fair to give the farmer 1,308. So if someone tells you today that you should use a figure of today to determine the price, obviously the person is unaware or has been briefed wrongly. So the person doesn't know that by the time you start the season, majority of your crop is already sold.
Okay.
This it actually starts October. And sometimes even the traders will tell you that when they have the permission, they actually do 15 months ahead. Because when you go to the terminal, it gives you a space of 2 years.
Mm.
And you are able to sell within that two-year period. So they start selling way back before you enter the season. But they say that, no, you are actually supposed to start when the season has opened. Okay. When the season has already opened, how do you then sell and know how much you are getting to determine the price? Mm. The second reason why this forward sale is done, it's also to be able to get guarantee for the syndication. Because with the syndication, you actually use the contracts that we've been able to raise from selling the cocoa ahead.
Mm.
And that is the basis of selling. The process of syndication starts May, June. So if you are being told that you use August figures or you should have sold in August, when you are starting your syndication process in May, June, which contract are you going to use? So if someone tells you it should have been the figures from August, clearly the person does not understand how the system works. Another reason why, and I had my friend Honorable Eriko Poku also say that you should have waited till August because that was going to offer you a better price. If you decide as a trader to keep your cocoa and sell all of them in August at the time you have opened your season, you are exposing yourself for the market to beat you to it. Because you have all your quantity of cocoa at the time and decide to sell it at the same time, knowing very well that when you have that quantity of cocoa on the market, of course, there will be saturation on the market and it will force the price down. So as a way of spreading risk, you have to sell within that period of, say, between 12 months or 15 months. So the market is unable to predict you. One of the things the market is always looking for is how much stocks you have. And by determining the stocks you have, then they will be able to say that if, for example, Ghana has 700,000 metric tons, Cote d'Ivoire has 101.2 million metric tons, then there is a lot of stocks available, so they will force the price down.
So for this particular increase, what really went so into for this it? The reason increase, we are not getting the 2,500 that Sammy and so the NDC are talking about.
The 3,500 which the NDC is talking about is based, like my brother here just said, on the price offered on the market in August.
Okay, so what's and the just, difference? Not just what's the difference okay, between...
You can help.
But Fifi, what's the difference between the 800 and the 1,308? If it hasn't changed, the exchange rate hasn't changed significantly. what's the difference?
You see, I don't quite get the question, but then if you allow me, I will just explain. Because what I'm trying to do
if
with
you
this...
You need to buy time, you know?
No, I don't have to buy time.
If you allow him to just wrap up on that point.
What I'm trying to do with this conversation is not the banter, but at least to explain the issues...
Because Fifi made the point that the exchange rate hasn't changed significantly. That's what I want you to clarify.
Yes, so from October, when CocoaBot started selling, or CMT started selling, the price was around 2020. And indeed, when this thing started, I have gone to the trading room. The trading room is out of bounds. Not even staff of CocoaBot app, the entire board, are permitted to go to the trading room, with the exception of the traders, unless it is critical. I have gone to the trading room and I've asked questions. Of course, their information is very delicate, so they do not divulge it. I'm not able to give details. But when they started selling, the price was around 2020. That was when they started selling. And they sold till the time where the producer price review committee, the committee tasked with the responsibility of determining the price, met. And they had to do an average. But there's one critical thing I want Sammy to understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
They talk about the fact that the price at the market is 3,600.
The 3,000, currently it's even higher.
Yeah. But you see, average. The average you talked about is 3,600. What Sammy should understand is that the figure you find on the market is actually cost, insurance, and freight.
Okay.
So if you use cost, insurance, and freight to do your calculation, clearly you are not addressing the facts, because the figure they talked about is 3,600. And that's what they say is on the market. And that is cost, insurance, and freight. One thing more I want Sammy to understand is also the fact that it is not every cocoa you sell that you get the market, the figure quoted on the market.
Okay.
Because apart from the main crop beans, if you not get the size, what happens is that the cocoa is discounted. And the discount is actually between 20 to 40%. So there's a percentage of the cocoa that is discounted. But they do not take into consideration the fact that the cocoa was sold from last year, October, to date. They actually use a figure from August to form the basis of this discussion. And then come to the conclusion, without taking into consideration the fact that there's part of it that is freight, there's part of it that is for shipment, and they lump it together for their analysis Another important thing which Sammy talked about, which
I want, which I want, I think I have to come.
We had 490, what was the figure you used? 490 something Seven. This year.
497.
And they actually talked about another premium they said we got last year. Mm-hmm. Sammy, that is inaccurate.
Okay.
It is inaccurate because maybe when you do, I know you do a lot of search, do a search, you would even realize that this year there was a meeting at Kempinski where all international buyers were in Accra.
Okay.
The reason for that meeting was because coming from COVID, there was oversupply on the market.
Mm.
Buyers decided that they were no more going to not only pay premium, but rather they were actually discounting premium to the negative. So the 350 you were talking about, it was actually to the negatives. Cote d'Ivoire and Ghana then took a position that henceforth we're not going to sell in the negatives. So the premium, apart from not just paying the premium, you are discounting into the negatives. So it is not something that is paid to you. It's actually a deduction in how much you are getting from the market and your LID.
All right. So I think Sammy has made